Hey, hey.
Hey, everybody. This is episode 10 of Two Turntables and a Microphone. I can't believe we've made it through 9, and this is our 10th episode already.
I wish we could do more, but, you know, our life is just not that exciting.
Well, you know, so this is obviously not going to be an every week podcast, which is okay.
Yeah,
it'll be when we have time and have a topic to talk about, because, you know, we could do one every week, but, you know, you probably don't want to hear about, like, how much dryer lint we had in our dryer this week.
You know how much gas cost this week?
Oh my goodness.
I saved 60 cents at Kroger, guys.
You know, we could do that kind of thing, but I don't think y'all want to hit it. If you do, just like
if
come eat
do,
lunch
leave
with
us a note at Two Turn Mike.
Yeah, that's
at
right.
Twitter.
Yeah, go on Twitter at Two Turn Mike. You can leave us a note, and if you want to know how many ounces of lint we had in our jar this week, we'll talk about that. We could even chart it, because you know I like charts and spreadsheets.
Oh yeah. Oh gosh. You could do a whole podcast on charts.
Yeah, we could.
You could.
Yeah, we could make a charting podcast.
Yeah,
that's what we should do.
Charts. I bet there's a whole following for this. Really think you might have something.
Well, you know, Sheldon had his video podcast about flags.
Fun with flags.
That's right. We can have fun with charting.
You might have a hit on your hands.
Yeah.
Google Ads. Go ahead. Yeah. Line up.
Charting your future. That's going to be the name of it. Charting your future. Okay. So anyway, we actually do have something to talk about this week.
We do. I'm
because
so excited.
One of our favorite shows. Had its third season come out on 4th of July, and that's obviously what?
The 4th of July, that's what?
What?
Independence Day?
Okay, this is when you know your partner is not listening when you're speaking and she's thinking about what she wants to say next. The show we're going to talk about that came out on the 4th of July is Stranger Things 3.
Yeah, I totally wasn't listening.
Okay. Okay, I'm leaving that in. I'm leaving that
yeah,
in.
Yeah, you can leave
That's
it. It's okay.
Cut.
That's real life IRL.
Okay.
Yeah, Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So Stranger Things 3. So just disclaimer before we get too far into this, right? So we're going to assume, if you're listening to this, that you have watched the entire season. Because we're not going to like do just episode 1 or episode 1 through 3. We're going to talk about our reaction and thoughts on the entire season, because we totally sat down and watched the entire thing.
Oh, we binged that sucker in a day.
We had it before the sun went down. We'd watched all of it.
Yeah. So yeah, this is a spoiler podcast.
Yeah.
Or if you just haven't watched it yet, you plan on it and you don't care to get some like insider info. It's, you know, we're not going to touch base on every single detail, so.
Right. So just a little tidbit of Netflix and chill advice.
Yes.
We have discovered that using a smoker is a really good way to do that, because unlike grilling or cooking on a stove or something like that, you get a chicken, you put it in the smoker, you turn the on button, and then
you walk away.
And then like 4 hours later, right? Because you can get in 3 or 4 episodes.
Halfway through the season.
And then all of a sudden your phone tells you, hey, your chicken's done. You go get it out of the smoker and you eat while you're watching the rest of it. You don't have to do anything.
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
Yeah. So.
All right. So Stranger Things 3. What do we think about it?
Oh my gosh. I loved it.
Yeah.
It was so awesome. I liked it better than season 2. I still think season 1's my fave. But they do such a fantastic job.
Mm-hmm.
They so do an amazing job just bringing you back that nostalgia. 1985.
Right.
Oh, loved it. Loved it.
So,
loved it.
So let's just go through that. It's 1985.
Yeah.
What are all the 1985 things that you just really, you thought was awesome?
Well, first of all, they have a mall. You know, Starcourt Mall. That is what we grew up. Malls were the thing growing up. You went to the mall to hang out. You went to the mall to shop. You went to the mall to get ice cream. That was like everything was in the mall.
Yeah. Cookies, food courts, everything.
Jazzercise. Jazzercise in the mall.
So little tidbit on that mall. Our daughter actually today was telling us that, hey, did you know this place really exists? And so in finding a place to film Stranger Things 3, they discovered a mostly abandoned mall down near Atlanta, Georgia.
It'd be like Hickory Hollow in Nashville.
Yeah, it'd be like, yeah, that's right. So it's mostly abandoned. And so they were able to procure or lease or whatever they did a whole wing of that mall. and they redid the outside of it, redid the inside of it, and blocked it off from the rest of the mall. So on one side of this mall, it was 1985 and filming Stranger Things 3, and on the other side of the mall, it was normal people doing shopping. And it was a really neat article talking about it, how well they did keeping all that under wraps so that lots of spoilers didn't leak out. Because, I mean, seriously, there was a wall, just a wall between 1985 and the in 2019
that's
going on,
so awesome.
Or whatever year. Maybe it was like they were filming it. But anyway, that was what was going on.
Yeah.
So anyway, 1985, what else did you see in there besides the mall?
They had a movie theater playing Back to the Future.
Yep.
Yep. And I noticed some, I'm trying to think of all the other movies playing because I like to see like what was going on at the same time. I remember Fletch was also playing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I can't remember the other ones.
Well, so the things.
Dawn of the Dead?
Yeah, Dawn of the Dead. Okay. Yeah. So the things that stuck out to me was, you know, a couple episodes ago, we talked about being an extra in mm-hmm. a movie or a TV show. And that would have been it would have been amazing to be an extra in that show, because they'd had their hair right, their clothes right, they had their everything was just perfect.
The props people, I give you props.
That's right. They were, yeah, they did a really good job. And, you know, I don't know if it was just like 10% of the crowd or whatever they had done up like that, but it looked like everybody was.
Oh,
all the way,
1985. Makeup, the hair, the clothes. Mm-hmm. Like, they had the Gap as one of the stores in the mall, and the Gap logo was old. Mm-hmm. Sam Goody.
Yeah.
The store in the mall. It was right beside Scoops Ahoy. Yeah.
They had, when they went to this, remember when they went to the grocery store and the cereals? They had Mr. T cereal.
Yes.
And what else was it? There was a couple other cereals
yeah,
in there that we
shoot.
Were, when we were watching it, we were like, oh, that cereal. The Ghostbusters.
Coke.
They had Ghostbusters cereal.
Ghostbusters cereal.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, Coke funded half this show,
because yeah.
Coke was in every scene, it seemed like.
They were
New
talking
Coke
about
was
Coke.
Everywhere. Yeah, yeah, they had a whole little script on the New Coke.
Yeah, it was basically when the world was about to end. You know, in the last episode, they start having this big dialogue about if they like the New Coke or the old Coke and all this other
yeah.
stuff. And you're like, well,
yeah.
okay, guys,
yeah,
this is not the time.
Yeah, Lucas takes a sip of it and Mike's like, you like that? And he's like, yeah, it's sweeter.
Yeah.
And they have this like discussion on the New
yeah.
Coke. And Burger King was also, they had like a, who was eating? One of them was eating Burger King.
Oh,
Hopper. Hopper brought mm-hmm. the Russian and Joyce mm-hmm. and the other guy, Whoppers.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So there was a whole, yeah, you know, you got money from Burger King. Yeah. The cars.
Yeah. All the cars.
That car they stole. What was that?
Oh, I don't remember. I don't remember
that. Was like a special, I guess everybody was going on about that car. You know,
right.
Steve got to drive it at the end.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was just tons and tons of just 80s nostalgia. It
yeah.
was awesome.
So they had that down. I
oh,
had
1985
yeah. down.
Yeah, public pool. You're in the summer. Yep. The public pool.
Yeah, I thought it was. I thought that was another 1985 thing, right? So they had everybody in the public pool, the swimsuits that the ladies were wearing, and their hair
mm-hmm,
all done up,
mm-hmm,
and all that
blue
stuff.
Blue eyeshadow on at the pool.
Right. Yeah. So that was all going on too. Okay. So there was 1985. So let's talk about the characters.
Yeah,
and
characters.
Things.
Who stood out to you?
So I really liked Robin.
Okay.
I thought Robin was a fantastic.
I liked Robin too.
So she was obviously not in seasons 1 and 2. Yeah. She was a new character. Mm-hmm. But one thing I thought was neat about her character was the character was around through seasons 1 and 2, just not part of the show.
Yeah.
And so we get an interesting perspective from her, because she saw Steve the Hare Harrington being all cool and awesome and stuff like that. And she was just, what, a band geek, I guess.
Yeah.
Something like that is what she said. And so she wasn't really involved in the storyline, but she was around. And so she's seen Hawkins go through all this crazy stuff.
Yeah. Fun fact about Robin, she's the daughter of Uma Thurman and Ethan Hawke. Uma Thurman from Kill Bill.
That's crazy.
Yeah. she does. If you look at her picture, she does look like them both. I think she was adorable, though. I really did like her character a lot. I also, of course, I love Dustin and Steve. Those
mm-hmm.
two together are just so fun
yeah.
to watch. The chemistry there is just, they're just so fun to watch.
I thought they did, I mean, the story writers and even dialogue writers, I thought really nailed the whole summer summer high school vibe.
Yeah.
Where Dustin's gone off to school for the summer. And it's crazy.
He went to camp.
It's crazy for everybody, you know, that's been through high school. The dynamic of relationships when you're in school for the year versus over the summer are completely different, because you're not going to see everybody every day. You're only going to see the people that you're spending time and, you know, taking time to spend time with and that kind of thing. And so Dustin's been away, and so everybody else has kind of moved on, you know, and that kind of thing. I just thought that was a really neat dynamic to show that Dustin has kind of been alienated in some ways by the other boy and that kind of thing. And so anyway, I just thought that was really cool.
And also alienated was poor Will.
Oh, poor Will.
In his toddler-looking clothing.
So let's talk about that for a second.
Oh, my gosh.
Sarah and I were both like, what are they trying to do with Will? They're trying to make him look like he's still 8 years old or something.
Bless his little heart. His hair is still tragic. His clothes, I mean, oh,
I swear, it looked like she had not bought him any new clothes in like 3 years. They didn't fit. They didn't fit.
She can't afford any. He's still stuck, though, trying to be a kid still. And the others are just, you know, hormones raging. They want girlfriends. And they're just like, dude, shut up with your Dungeons and Dragons. We want to make out with our girlfriends.
That's right.
And so you're kind of like, poor thing.
I know, poor Will.
Will. He was kind of like in my category this season.
Yeah.
He's like,
I mean, he's got like that thing on his neck that tells him the mind.
Peter Tingle.
The Peter Tingle. He's got, so him, yeah. So he has the Peter Tingle, and Mike's mom, what's her name?
Will's mom.
Will's mom, I'm sorry. Will's, oh, so it's their whole family.
It's their family has the tingle.
Their family has the Peter Tingle. For those of you that haven't seen Spider-Man Homecoming yet, you need to go. It's not Homecoming.
Far
From Home. There you go. Homecoming was the first one. Spider-Man Far From Home.
We could do a podcast on that.
Yeah, we could do a podcast on that.
It's really good.
But anyway, go see it for the Peter Tingle.
Hashtag Peter Tingle.
Okay.
Okay. So Hopper and Eleven, also on my ding ding. Fun to watch. I loved it. Their relationship, Hopper trying to be a dad to a teenage daughter. It is just so sweet. And you see,
I feel bad for the guy.
I felt so bad for the guy. And I wanted to punch Mike.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
What a brat.
Well,
his character turned into a big butt face.
Yeah. So you're talking, I guess you're talking about the scene where Hopper finally gets the courage up to go talk to Mike and Eleven and try to get them to work, you know, like, hey, let's all just be cool here.
Yeah.
You know, let's keep the door open the 3 inches and all those things, you know, and then Mike and Eleven are just snickering him and that kind of thing.
Yeah. Mike is not having it, and he thinks it's stupid, and he's disrespecting him and in front of him. And it's just like, no.
Yeah. So that was relatable. And I thought was some really good acting on Hopper's part. You could tell that character was, I'm just going to blow up. I'm just going to start shooting people.
I like Hopper. I really like Hopper's character a lot. He's just this cool dad, police officer, don't care, but he's just so relatable in a lot of ways too. But let's talk about his smoking habit.
Okay.
It's funny because I've noticed this on the internet the last day or so. Did you see this?
No, I haven't.
Netflix is now banning, and I don't know if it's just Stranger Things or if it's all television or all shows, but they're not going to allow smoking. I guess there was enough outrage over how much smoking. If you think about it.
That's crazy because I didn't even notice.
Oh, I did. I was like, dude, he smokes all the freaking time.
Really?
Yeah, well, I thought about it. I did.
Well, if you've ever been around people that smoke, they smoke all the time.
Yeah, and back in the 80s, you could smoke in restaurants, and he was smoking in a fine dining restaurant.
That's true. It's a period piece.
It was. I didn't think anything about it because, again, it was like, that's the norm. You know? Now it's Jules.
So
if they go back and start, they film 2019, it's going to be people in their jewels.
That's right. So, in 2040, when they release a movie with 2019 people in it, are they going to take the jewels out? Like, you can't have jewels in there. You know?
Maybe.
Yeah. I mean, you go much earlier than that, and there's people smoking in airplanes and stuff in, like, the 50s and stuff.
Yeah, anyway. I didn't think anything. I did think, while he smokes a lot, like, I think every scene he's in, he has a cigarette. Right. I mean, pretty much. And that did catch my attention. Like, man, he's smoking every freaking time he's on screen. And then I guess there was enough attention that there was people that are like, okay, this is a bad message to kids that, you know, smoking is cool. And but I don't know. I did catch that, though. So you'll have to look at what the internet's saying about
that. Okay, we'll check that out.
So a Dustin's character, I think we talked about him and Steve. I love that. Nancy and Jonathan, though.
I thought that whole side story was junk.
I did too.
It summed up for me in the conversation that Jonathan and Nancy have when they're in the car and he's talking about how privileged she is, what a privileged life she's led. And he's getting on to her about thinking that, you know, she's going to take a summer intern job and all of a sudden be like a Pulitzer Prize winning newspaper, you know, article writer or something like that. And I'm like, yeah, exactly. You know, why is she all upset that she can't get a story as an intern, you know?
Yeah, I just thought, I don't know. And Jonathan's character just was flat to me. It was like boring.
Well, I mean, that's his character. You can't
even fix the car at the mall.
Yeah.
Remember when he was trying to put that, was a spark plug or something in? And he couldn't do it. I'm like, you had one job.
You had one job. And his job was to get Nancy where she needed to be. Yeah, that was his job in that show. That was
basically his job.
It was to take Nancy to see the woman, take Nancy back to the newspaper, sit there while she gets chewed out. And then, and then to tell her, I told you so. Yep. That was his job.
Yeah, that's about it. That storyline was so... They could have sped up that whole thing in another way, but I guess they didn't want to just drop those two characters.
Yeah, they need them to be there.
Yeah, it just seemed like boring.
Mm-hmm.
Also, did you notice who the mayor was?
Yeah, the guy from the Princess Bride. Yeah, it was pretty awesome for him to be there.
I love that they're bringing in like one character that's like a true 80s.
Yeah.
Icon.
Yeah.
You know, last season was Bob Newby.
Mm-hmm.
He was Sean from Stand By Me, mm-hmm. and all kinds of 80s.
Yeah.
I like that they have somebody come from that era.
Yeah, that was really cool having him there. And I thought he did a really good job.
He did. Like, he was scumbag. Like,
yeah.
He was true scumbag.
Yeah.
I loved that it was just, you felt like the true summer 80s vibe the whole time. Was just... What'd you think about Billy and him being the bad guy?
So Billy in season 2 was somewhat pointless to me.
Yeah, I agree.
I didn't really get his whole being there. I mean, you know, he just came in as a jerk and that kind of thing. I thought it was neat to see Max as really part of the crew this time. I mean, she was, you know, somewhat, you know, the new kid in town and things like that in season 2. Now she is part of the team.
Yeah.
And so... I think Billy the character, I thought was really interesting, having the dual role and, you know, being kind of the main antagonist of the show. I thought he did a fantastic job.
He did.
You know, but I'm also not sad to see that character.
Yeah,
me gone.
Too. I was like, nah.
Yeah.
I didn't shed a tear over that. It was like, eh.
No.
He did a great job filling that role, like you said, and then now he's gone. It's like,
yeah,
okay.
I mean, some of the acting, like the whole time that he was in that sauna, I thought that whole acting thing was really,
the way he was portraying
that, and you could see that he was like hiding the fact that the Mind Flayer was coming on and he was about to, I just thought that was a really, really awesome acting job.
Yeah. What do you think about Joyce this season? She annoyed me.
Yeah. In what way?
Well, the magnet obsession.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
Like, oh my Lord.
Well, okay.
Your magnets don't stick, lady. Just drop it.
That's why I was confused, because that's her. That is her character, you know, so Joyce is just used to people not believing her at all.
Yeah.
Right. And so season 1, season 2, and now in season 3, she's the one that picks up on something is wrong. And then she's used to nobody believes her until they're looking at a demigorgon and it's about to chew their face off. And they go, oh, I guess you were right.
Yeah.
I guess it is weird that was happening. That's weird. Okay, now let's run.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. And so if it wasn't for her being all weird and paranoid, everybody'd be dead.
Yeah, that's true. That's true, I guess. But it just, I don't know. I could have done less storylines with her, I guess.
Yeah. But. Well, I've always said this, even in season one and two, is that her character comes across as whining. Yeah. Or, you know, even though she's not really whining per se, but it's just like the voice that she has and those things is kind of like, you know, fingernail on a chalkboard a little bit. Just a little bit. Yeah. Just a little.
Yeah.
You know. I did think, so let's talk about that, the dynamic between Joyce and Hopper,
mm-hmm.
and the tension between them. I thought there was some good humor because of that, and their friend, the guy that can speak Russian, what's his name, Michael?
What is his name? Murray Bauman.
I knew it started with an M.
Yeah.
I lost it there.
Yeah.
Murray. Yeah, I thought that was some really funny stuff. So let's talk about Murray. What did you think about him?
I think he's going to be a big role in the next season.
Really? You think he's around?
Yeah. I think there's going to be a lot more that we see from him.
Okay.
I don't not like him. It's just not a character that I'm like,
yeah,
excited about.
I don't know what they would do with him, you know, because it felt like that they really, his character, that's what it was meant for. Was to speak Russian,
mm-hmm.
To be able to get down there where he needed to be able to, you know, he did the things that he needed to do.
Yeah.
And so I don't know what they're going to do with him next.
I can relate to him in the fact that his life was in danger. He was told to stay put in the car with the Russian scientist. Yeah. He doesn't listen. He goes and gets a hot dog. I can relate to that man.
Yeah.
If I'm at a fair, I'm going to go get a hot dog.
That's right.
So that's something I guess, yeah. I can't
remember. I really did like his acting, though. I thought, yeah, it was really good. I liked that he was starting to build a relationship with the Russian dude.
Yeah, that was kind of cute.
Even,
yeah.
You know, because he starts out, so obviously we'll be familiar from season two that he's a super paranoid dude.
Mm-hmm.
And for him to go from, I don't know if this guy should be in my house, to having a relationship with him,
yeah,
you know, and it was kind of neat.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, that was okay. I enjoyed that too.
Yeah,
yeah. So then the big scene at the end,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
at the mall,
right?
To finish out the show, we skipped a lot of storylines and a lot of characters.
Well, it's okay. We're just talking about what, yeah, we liked and what we didn't like.
Yeah.
But so was there any character you just didn't like at all? Like
Nancy and Jonathan.
Okay. Okay.
So those two. And all the people at the newspaper, like that whole storyline.
Yeah. Like that was just annoying.
It was annoying.
It was just annoying. And they were treating her horrible.
Do you know who the blonde guy was, though? Jake Busey.
Yeah.
Is it Gary Busey?
Well, it wasn't him, though, was it?
No, it's his son.
Oh, okay, okay.
Is it Gary Busey?
Gary's his dad.
Yeah, the crazy,
yeah,
the guy.
Yeah.
That's his son.
Okay.
They look like so much alike. But yeah, all those, that whole thing was just, but
yeah, they could have just left all that out.
Yeah.
Okay. So last scene.
Last scene at the mall. Big explosions. Fireworks.
Yeah, kind of bringing it back to the 4th of July and all that
Eleven
stuff.
Eleven loses her powers.
Yeah, that was crazy. That's going to be nuts.
That's
going to
be interesting.
Yeah. I don't know what they're going to do about that.
Yeah.
Even at the end, right, when she's trying to get that bear down and she tries to pull it down and she can't do it.
I know. Yeah, that's going to be interesting. But that, in one way, I'm kind of glad that she doesn't have it, because, yeah, she needs to truly experience normal teenage life.
Right.
So, yeah. But, okay, so the very end, they kill Billy.
Yep.
Well, but actually, Billy kills himself.
Kinda. The Mind Flayer monster.
Yeah.
Because it's not actually the Mind Flayer, right? It was just a monster the Mind Flayer created.
Yeah.
And it, so, yeah, Billy stops the beast.
Yep.
From hurting anybody.
He sacrifices himself for Eleven.
Yeah. And his sister and those things.
Yeah. So it's like, oh, Billy wasn't that bad.
Mm.
And then we actually see Dustin have a true girlfriend. He wasn't lying. Susie. That was one of my favorite parts when
they were singing.
He gets her on ham radio and she's like, Dusty Pooh, you're here. And Dusty Pooh's like, yes. You know, he's embarrassed, but he's happy that everybody actually hears mm-hmm. that he has a real girlfriend. And then she's like, can you please do the song? Please, please, please. And then they break out into Never Ending Story, which I love that song so right. much. Dustin, is it Gaten Mazzarotta or whatever his yeah. name is? He comes from a like Broadway musical background. So he actually has a really good voice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he does a good job singing it.
So it was kind of awesome to get to see him do that in the show. So that was cute. And then we also see Steve and Robin try to get new jobs. Mm-hmm. So they're like BFFs now.
Yep.
So that'll be interesting. And then we see Will, his mom, and Jonathan, and now moving. 11.
Yep.
Because she's got to take care of 11 now because Hopper is...
Well...
Is he dead?
I don't know. But he was down there when the Zap Zap happened. So,
I don't think he's dead.
I think he's dead.
You think he's dead?
I think he's dead. And I think, so you're talking about at the end credits scene when they say, don't get the American or whatever, you know? And so I think they're talking about the, Murray. I think that's what they're talking about, not Hopper.
But you see Murray and Joyce running out together. How could it be him?
You don't see him at the end though. I don't know.
I think it's Hopper.
You think it's Hopper?
I think it's Hopper. He, or whose theory was it? We were talking to our brother-in-law, John, mm-hmm. about it. He thinks he may have gone into the Upside Down.
Oh, okay. Hopper
got into the Upside Down.
Okay.
Before they closed it.
Interesting.
So that's his theory.
So he ran that direction. Because yes. he couldn't run back.
No. Nope.
So he might have ran into the Upside
yeah,
Down.
Yeah, so he thinks that could be him and maybe it is Murray in yeah. the cell.
Man, if they reopen the Upside Down again, it's going to be... Like, what? Really? So that's a question, right? Have they? I haven't looked. Have they said there's going to be a season 4?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. They have to have a...
Yeah.
We have to know what happens.
That's the only reason I was bringing it up is, like, are they really going to reopen the Upside Down again? I mean, they've already closed this thing twice.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know. They may have to reopen it to get Hopper out.
That's true. Yeah. But how are they going to do that? Eleven opened it the first time. And then the machine opened it this time. And now, you know, Eleven's got to get her powers back or something.
Yeah, that could be what the story's about.
Who knows?
Yeah, but Will and his family plus 11 are moving. They didn't say where they were moving to.
No.
No, so we don't know.
Away from Hawkins.
Away from Hawkins. And then that basically left just everybody just sort of saying goodbye to them and... So, yeah, it's sort of an open-ending
yep.
type story.
So, overall thoughts?
Loved it. I thought it was great. Acting mm-hmm. was awesome. Those kids are so awesome.
Yeah.
The nostalgia was great.
New characters were all good.
New characters were all good. A lot of storylines. That would be my negative. Just a ton of storylines. Mm-hmm. But it all flowed fairly well, mm-hmm. even though there was so many.
I think they did the right amount of... episodes. There was what, eight
yeah.
or eight or nine episodes?
Eight.
Yeah, mm-hmm. eight episodes. I think they, you know, they could have gone to 10 and drug it out a long time, but they didn't. You know, and they could have cut a bunch of stuff out and done it in 5 episodes. I think eight was a good amount.
So back to the mall real quick. They redressed Gwinnett Place Mall in Duluth, Georgia.
Okay, so that was the yep. name. Okay.
Yep. So I would be curious to see if there's any that maybe you could go
yeah, that
see.
Would be cool.
Yeah.
That would be cool. All right. So if you disagreed with something we said or thought, like, why didn't they talk about this thing? It was the most awesome part of it ever. You know, you can, of course, hit us up on Twitter at @2turnmike and let us know about it. And otherwise, you can also tell us about other things you would like to talk us to talk about or to revisit if we've already talked about something else that you'd like to hear.
Thanks for listening, and we will maybe we'll do another podcast on like Spider-Man or
yeah.
I've been watching a lot of documentaries. So we could do a documentary podcast.
Don't know.
All right, guys. Well, we will see you next time.
See ya.
Bye.